We welcome our special guests, Miss Virginia Gregg and Mr. Ben Wright, who will star in The Lady or the Tiger. Now, from Hollywood, romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, the most frustrating story ever written, from the pen of Frank Stockton and adapted by Shelby Gordon. Miss Virginia Gregg stars with Ben Wright in The Lady or the Tiger.
In the very olden time, there lived a semi-barbaric king whose ideas, though somewhat polished and sharpened by the progressiveness of distant Latin neighbors, were still large, florid, and untraveled, as became the half of him which was barbaric. His name was Zerubbino, and he was a kind and a great king in the true tradition of the very olden time. In keeping with tradition, too, he had a lovely young daughter, the Princess Mirandana, who was the apple of his eye, and for whom he would do anything. Within reason, of course.
Father.
Yes, my daughter.
Father, that slave you bought me in Rome, I wish you'd get rid of him.
But he just arrived.
I know, Father, but he's so ugly.
Ugly?
Terribly.
I hadn't noticed. Does it make a difference?
Father, what a question. I have a position to maintain.
True. Pinnable!
Yes, great sheriff, we know. Almighty king.
All right, Pinnable, get up.
Mighty king, this lowly servant prostrates himself before your greatness.
Pinnable, you're not a lowly servant. Try to remember that you are my prime minister and act accordingly.
Accordingly, mighty king?
With dignity.
Oh, yes, great king. I hasten to obey, mighty Zerubbino.
Yeah, that's better. Pinnable, about the princess's new slave. You've seen him?
I've selected him myself, great Zerubbino.
Yes, my daughter says he's ugly.
Monstrous.
But, powerful majesty, he was not selected for his appearance. He's a very good worker.
Pinnable, he's been accused of a crime.
He's ugly.
And he's offended the princess.
Oh, of course, mighty Zerubbino.
We must determine if he is guilty or innocent.
But if he's offended the princess, your majesty, and if he's only a slave...
Oh, it is not for us to judge him, Pinnable. We must have a trial.
The arena, your majesty?
Naturally. He'll have his chance to open one of the two doors like anyone else.
Oh, I hope he chooses the tiger. What fun!
Yes, it would be entertaining, wouldn't it? Pinnable, tomorrow, when the sun is high, that should get everyone time to get to the arena for the occasion. My subjects will want to know that justice is being done. Good for the morale. See to it, will you, Pinnable?
Your Majesty, I am the prisoner. The slave Demonius.
You are? Mirandana, is this the fellow?
Of course, Father.
Prisoner, you have been accused of a crime for which you are now to be judged in the fair and impartial manner of our kingdom. Pinnable, tell him the rules.
Yes, Your Majesty. Prisoner, on the opposite sides of the arena, you see two doors exactly alike and side by side. Behind one is a tiger. Behind the other, a beautiful maiden. At the king's signal, you will walk directly to one of the doors and open it, choosing either one you please. Should you open the door that will release the tiger, you will be eaten and your guilt will be established. Should you open the other door, you will thereupon prove your innocence and you will be immediately married to the lovely young girl who awaits you there.
Isn't it exciting?
I should say. Never know if you're going to see a terrible slaughter or a gay wedding. I think today I'd prefer a wedding.
Oh, Father.
Oh, I suppose I'm just a sentimental old fool.
Oh, look, Father. Yes? He what? Can't make up his mind.
Oh, give him a chance. Give him a chance.
There. Look. The tiger. The tiger.
Just as I suspected. Guilty.
That terrible man.
Got just what was coming to him. We have to protect our people, you know.
Oh, Father, you're so just. So kind, always thinking of your subject.
And so must you, my daughter. Remember, they are your people, too.
My people. Such a nice thought. My people. My people. Really, though, they aren't. They're fathers, and he rules them very sternly at times, though only for their own good. If they were really my people, I should think I'd be able to do anything I'd want with them. Especially Alardo. Brave, sweet Alardo. Alardo, my own.
Yes, Meridiana.
Say you love me.
I cannot tell you I love you,
Alardo.
Well, that would not tell you all I feel about you. Can I convey the pain, the torture when we are apart? How can I say I love you and tell you one-tenth of what you are to me? You are life and blood and air and everything that is precious to me.
I am all these things to you, my love.
I am possessed.
Oh, Alardo, you're such a lovely man. Kiss me.
Oh, that I would do, Meridiana, my flower. With all my heart, I would fain clutch you to my
Alardo,
breast
Alardo,
and...
kiss me.
Hmm? Oh. Oh, my darling.
You must always stay with me, forever and ever.
I promise that I shall, Meridiana. Only, when shall you ever be my bride?
Alardo, that again.
But, Meridiana, you are my own true love. If you will not have
Father
me...
Father would never permit you to marry me.
Am I not good enough for you?
You're good enough for me, but not for Father.
It is unjust.
It is not. You know perfectly well a princess can never marry a commoner. It just isn't done.
And why isn't it, pray?
Well, I don't know. It isn't, that's all.
Meridiana, my own, let me go to your father and tell him that I love you.
Oh, no. He would dispatch you to the arena without a moment's hesitation.
Then I will be satisfied. If I cannot have you, let the tigers have me.
And then what shall I have? Oh, no, Alardo, my lover, I cannot let you.
Then what shall I do?
Well, why don't you just persuade Father to promote you to general or something?
General? I don't want to be a soldier.
Not just any soldier, darling. A general, a nobleman. Then we could be married.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose you're right.
Silly, of course I'm right. Why don't you talk to Father about it?
Do you think I dare?
Of course. I'll get you an audience with him. You'd better think of something clever to say if you want him to reward you.
With you at my side, Meridiana, how can I fail?
Oh, I won't be at your side, Alardo. Father wouldn't like it if he thought we knew each other. I'd better stay at his side. I think I can help you more from there.
Oh, sweet Meridiana.
Sweet Alardo. I'll be so proud of you when you're a general. Kiss me.
This youth before us, what did you say his name was, Meridiana?
Alardo, Father.
Your most humble subject, Your Majesty.
Yes, Alardo. Venable, make arrangements to send him to the arena.
To the arena, Your Majesty?
To the arena, most merciful king.
To the arena.
Father, whatever for?
He's presumptuous, that's whatever for. Coming in here and telling me how they do things in Rome. What's Rome got that we haven't got? Our arena's bigger and better than anything they ever had.
True, Your Majesty, but... is it civilized?
Well, it's just as civilized as the one in Rome.
Or perhaps it's a bad choice of words, Your Majesty. After all, what is civilization?
Well, that's an impertinent question if ever I heard one. Pinnable, tell him.
Me, Your Majesty?
Yes, yes, you.
Yes. Civilization. Well, it's the arena.
Exactly, the arena.
Oh, your pardon, Majesty. Civilization is so much more.
More than the arena?
The public baths.
Your Majesty, civilization is progress, advance.
Venable, we have been making progress.
Oh, definitely, your Majesty.
Well, then.
Such limited progress, your Majesty. What have we done to encourage people in the arts as they do in Rome? Nothing. How many poets are there in the kingdom? Practically none. In Rome, there are many.
Many, many what?
Poets, your Majesty.
Poets?
They write poetry.
Is that all they do?
Of course.
Shameful.
Disgraceful, your Majesty.
Wasting good time writing about birds and trees and the like. Ought to be doing something more useful.
Ah, how true, your Majesty. And yet, a poet's usefulness depends on his inspiration. What is there to inspire a Roman poet but a bird, a tree, a beautiful woman? Nothing. But here, your Majesty, the poet finds true inspiration in the greatness of our kingdom, in the majesty of Zerubbino himself.
Really? You mean they'd write about me?
Oh, of course, your Majesty, if they were encouraged to do so.
Well, I certainly have no objections. Do you, Pinnable?
Oh, I myself would consider it a great achievement to honor the mighty Zerubbino in poetic phrases, your Majesty.
Yes. Well, we should encourage young men to follow this pursuit.
Oh, by all means, your Majesty.
I'll do it. Now, is that all, young man?
Yes, your Majesty.
Very well. Pinnable, you may take him to the arena now.
Father!
Well, he said he was finished.
Father, he should be rewarded, not put on trial for his life.
Oh, you really think so?
Of course, it was his idea, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
I thought he was very clever.
Now, see here, young lady, just why are you showing so much interest in him?
Fair is fair, Father.
Well, perhaps you're right. What shall we give him? Money?
Perhaps a post in the army, Father.
Ah, good idea.
A general, perhaps?
No. Far too young. Captain, that's it. Pinnable, see to it. Make him a captain.
A captain?
Pinnable, see if you can place him in a unit that's ready to march.
March? Where?
Oh, there must be fighting someplace or other. Get you some good combat experience. That's the way to get ahead in the army.
Oh, but I don't really...
Oh, that's all right, my boy. You've earned it. Just shows what you can do by using your head.
We'll return to romance in just a moment. If you like several good arguments with the opponents giving chapter and verse, join us every Saturday evening on CBS Radio for Peter Potter's Jukebox Jury. It's funny, it's merry, it's tuneful, and you'll have an opinion of your own. Be sure to hear Peter Potter's Jukebox Jury Saturday nights on most of these same stations. And now for the second act of Romance.
Ah, cruel destiny. No general I. To dream of paradise and awaken a captain in the army. To fight in the army. To leave on a year-long expedition that takes me from my own true love, the beautiful princess Meridiana. But at last to return and seek out the sweet princess of all my dreams in her garden by the light of the moon. Ah, there she stands, silhouetted against the evening sky. Ah, my Meridiana, how I have longed for this moment.
Psst. What?
Psst.
Who is that?
It is I, Alardo.
Alardo?
Oh, Meridiana, how I've waited for this moment to hold you in my arms like this, to press your lips to mine. Oh, my darling, again, again.
Oh, gladly, Alardo.
Where?
What's this? We're discovered?
Well, it's only my mistress, Meridiana.
Meridiana?
Yes, Meridiana. Is this how I find you on your return from the wars?
Meridiana? You?
Yes, I.
Then who is this in my arms?
Well, it is I, Flordelis.
Flordelis?
You prefer making love to my lady-in-waiting?
But I thought it was you, Meridiana, my love.
How can you be so cruel as to call me your love with that woman in your arms?
Hmm? Oh, I didn't notice. Come over here in the moonlight, you deceiving wench.
Oh, I did nothing to deceive you, Alardo.
You kissed me, did you not?
You kissed me, did you not?
Well, that's different. I couldn't tell who you were in the dark. I thought you were Meridiana.
I wonder. I knew who you were.
Enough.
Meridiana, I swear.
Do you find me no longer attractive, sweet Alardo?
Why, you're very
pretty, of course.
Alardo!
But you are not my Meridana, the fairest flower of our land, the dream of my heart for these long months away.
You, Flordelis, back to my bedchamber.
Yes, my princess. Goodbye, Alardo.
Alardo, how could you?
I swear, my love, I did not know. I saw only the shadow of a girl in the moonlight, and my heart was pounding so with the thought of holding you once more in my arms. How was I to know it was another?
She did not seem to be struggling to get away from you.
No, she didn't struggle, did she? I wonder why not.
Perhaps you did know it was Flordelis and not I.
But
did you enjoy the kiss?
Of course not. How could I?
You thought you were kissing me and did not enjoy it?
Why, I... That is, I was deceived by her. I could tell in an instant, though, that something was amiss, that those lips were not Meridana's lips.
And the second time you kissed her, was that to make certain they were not my lips?
Second time?
I don't think you love me anymore.
Oh, say not so, Meridana. I love you more now than ever before. I shall always love you, and ever more and more.
It isn't fair that you kissed Flordelis before you kissed me. I don't like her.
Let's try to forgive her, my love. It wasn't entirely her fault.
Yes, it was. She's always had an eye out for you.
Really?
Detestable creature. She's trying to steal you away from me, that's what.
Well.
But she'll never get you, never.
Of course not, Meridana, never.
You're mine.
And nothing will ever come between us again.
You don't say.
Who goes there? Who stalks in the king's garden?
Only the king. Well, Alardo, isn't it?
Oh, your majesty.
Father, how long have you been here?
Long enough. I presume you both know that this love affair is not happily conceived.
But, Father, it's nothing. Really, there's no need for you to be upset.
Oh, but there is. You see that, don't you, Alardo?
Your Majesty, I love your daughter and she loves me. Why can't we be married?
Because she is a princess and you are not a prince. I think that covers the situation, almost.
Father, no.
My child, I have a duty to my people. This sort of thing just isn't done, no? I'm afraid you'll have to go to prison.
Not prison.
Only temporarily, until the arena is ready.
Oh, no,
Your
Father.
Majesty.
Well, after all, we must have a trial, mustn't we?
A trial for what, Your Majesty?
Why, to determine whether you're guilty of loving my daughter.
But I confess, I love your daughter. I need no trial to tell me yes or no.
Now, see here, Alardo, you know the law. You are not judged until you go to the arena and open the door. You're only guilty if a tiger comes out to devour you.
And if not a tiger, Your Majesty, shall I be permitted to marry your daughter?
Nonsense. You'll marry whomever walks out of that door, if you're lucky enough to open the right one.
But it is unjust. It's unfair.
What could be more just than that you should decide your own fate? Now, bear in mind, Alardo, I have no part in this decision. I leave it to impartial, uncorruptible chance. Guards, throw him into prison.
Whose voice is that? What demon is this that tricks me at such a moment into hearing my lover's voice?
Alardo, come to the door.
Meridana, can it be? It is. Oh, my princess, to see you once again, to feel your soft touch, even through these iron bars.
Hush, hush, sweet Alardo, I have only a moment.
Eternity is but a moment with you, my love.
Oh, Alardo, you are so brave and fine. I cannot let you die. You will not.
What can you do? The king has decreed I shall go to the arena. You cannot change your father's mind.
No, that I cannot do. But I shall discover which door of the arena hides the tiger and which the maiden they have selected for your marriage.
You can do this?
I can. Watch me when you enter the arena. I shall signal with my hand so that none but you will see.
You would rather lose my love than see me die.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, Meridana. But to live without you, I would rather meet the tiger.
Oh, Alardo, you're so brave. If that is what you wish.
But, of course, I should try to carry on, shouldn't I?
Yes, I suppose you should. It will be better that you marry another maiden and live. I cannot bear to see you die.
For your sake, then.
I must go. Watch for my signal, Alardo. Watch for it.
Yes.
Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye.
Let the ceremony begin. Bring forth the prisoner.
Your Majesty, I am ready.
Captain Alardo, you are accused of a crime for which you are now to be judged. You know the rules. You will try to cooperate.
I'll do my best, Your Majesty.
Good, 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 good. Now, bear in mind that you will decide yourself whether you are guilty or innocent of this crime. It is in your hands. Should you open the door that releases the tiger, and I might say in passing we took special pains to find the largest and most savage tiger in the kingdom, there will be no escape from your judgment. You will be devoured, and we shall all mourn your passing.
Thank you, Your Majesty. That's most gracious of you.
But should you open the other door, the perfect fairness of our justice will become obvious to you. For there you will find a beautiful maiden, the most suitable to your age and estate in all the land. She will make you a fitting bride. Now, go. We anxiously await your judgment. Go to the tiger or to your bride, the beautiful Lady Flordelis.
Lady Flordelis, my lady-in-waiting. No, it cannot be. That she-wolf who has always coveted his love, who has tried to take him from me. Oh, how I hate her. And now am I to send him straight into her arms? Is this the price I must pay for saving his life? To give him to the one woman I hate most in this world? Better for him to die at once, to go and wait for me in the blessed regions of futurity. No. Oh, no, that awful tiger. Those shrieks. The blood. I cannot let him die. But I cannot give him to her. Not to that wretched woman. What shall I do? He waits for my signal.
Go, Alardo. We are waiting.
The Lady of Cordelis. She will make a lovely bride, second in beauty only to Mirhadana herself. And how Mirhadana hates her. She is jealous even of the few moments I spent in the garden with Flordelis. Ah, she signals. The door to my right. To my right. This is the one she wishes me to open. The door to my right. This, then, is the one I shall open. But what is behind it? My destruction? Or Flordelis, my bride, whom you, Mirhadana, hate among all people? The door to the right. The lady? Or the tiger?
Romance is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis. Tonight's story was written by Frank Stockton and adapted by Shelby Gordon. Miss Virginia Gregg starred as Mirhadana with Ben Wright as Alardo. Others in the cast were John Daner, Junius Matthews, and Sammy Hill. Music supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. Interested in earning extra money easily? Let improved Series E-Bonds earn it for you now. Series E-Bonds earn more money in less time than ever before. That's why United States Savings Bonds are a better investment than ever before. Buy improved Series E-Bonds now. This was a public service message from CBS Radio. Stay tuned for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.